thankful to be here with you tonight. And I pray that the Lord will continue to be glorified as He has so far in the singing tonight and in your efforts to come and to worship Him in this place. The subject that I have on my mind tonight is the subject of fear. There are a lot of human emotions that each of us experience. No one is exempt from that being human. But the subject of fear is one that is a delicate situation to deal with sometimes. As I've mentioned to some brethren in the past, you tell a fella you're too afraid, he gets kind of mad at you. Because he thinks he's not afraid of anything. Truth of the matter is we all become afraid sometimes. I know there is this saying out there on the internet that there are 365 times in the Bible where God says to not be afraid. Well, let me tell you this evening, there's a whole lot more than that. There's more than enough for you to read one a day. There's probably more than enough for you to read three a day. And if you get to all of them, read them all again the next day if you're still afraid. Because there's something about fear. It is a natural human reaction to danger. It is something that keeps you safe. It is also something that tells you when it's either time to, as they say, flight or fight. It is something that preserves us as human beings sometimes. But the Bible speaks of fear in a certain way that is very, very specific. And that is, it's not something in which we are to remain. And that's when I go to the Word of God. God obviously being much more loving than I am in anything. And so if this does not come across in love, please go back to the Word of God and find it in a loving way. This evening I'm in 1 John chapter 4. I want to look at just a small portion of Scripture there to encourage you to fear not. If you're like me, over the past few months you've gone through lots of different emotions. Some of it from confusion. Frustration has been a big one on my part. Anger and fear is part of it. There may be times where it looks like that I'm not afraid of anything. I can tell you very early on through the pandemic when we didn't know what was going on, my daughter works in a place where one of the sheriff's deputy's children goes there, so her business never shut down. So my daughter's getting up and leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning every single day, not knowing what this illness is that we were walking into. Was I afraid? Yes, I was. But what I realized is I'm not allowed to stay there. God would not desire that we stay afraid, or else why does He repeatedly say, "Fear thou not"? He does not, well, sometimes He actually did rebuke the disciples before their fear. When He told them, "We're going to get in the boat and we're going to go to the other side," and He went and took a nap in the back part of the ship, and the storm came up, they were all afraid and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And He got up and He rebuked the storm, and then He rebuked them by saying, "Where is your faith?" And so there are some times where it's foolish to be afraid. And I think the Bible does teach us that if we continue to be afraid and make excuses for our fear, that we've kind of passed into that realm of foolishness, because God has said, I'm enough. I am enough. And here in 1 John chapter 4, John, in a very loving way, explains to us something wonderful about how fear can be shooed away. 1 John 4 and 18. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Now in that, it's some simple statements that John makes. That if we are loved, we feel loved, then we are not afraid. You can tell that in raising children. That as soon as mom or dad are there and they feel love and the safety again, then whatever fear they had will quickly go away. Well, folks, we don't change as adults. We just need to realize we have a Heavenly Father that is not stuck loving us. And as He charges many times in Scriptures, when He says, "Fear thou not," He doesn't just say, "Don't be afraid." He says, "For I am with thee." or as he charges Joshua to be strong and of a good courage. He has done that in the realm of saying, Joshua, I'm going to be with you. Just like I was with Moses, I am with you. And he also charges him this way, by the way. He says, make sure you got your nose in the book and you're reading the Word. Go read Joshua chapter 1. Go read the Word. And he says, until it's basically just flowing out of your mouth with every sentence. God tells Joshua, the basis to not fear is that I am with thee. And if you don't remember that, go read the book. Read the Bible for the reminders that God is not going to leave us nor forsake us. And so my desire for myself and for my family and for you and for the members of Mount Paran and all of the Lord's people is for us to realize that when we're afraid, that we don't have to stay there. That actually, I think it's not a very healthy place for us to stay. Because if we're continually fearful, what does John say? It brings torment. Okay? It brings worry. It brings all of the other things into where we start thinking irrationally. So what is John's solution? There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. Now, the Apostle John writes in some circles in this, and so you can jump around over the letter and find the same things being taught. But here he is making a conclusion of two things. When he says, perfect love casteth out fear. The more we study of the Word of God and see the perfection of God in Jesus Christ, the less fear we will have of eternal destruction and timely destruction. Fear goes away. The more we see the grace of God and in its purity, perfect love casteth out fear. But John teaches something else throughout this whole letter, teaches it right here in this fourth chapter as well. And that is how to perfect God's love in us. Now, God's never done something imperfectly. Y'all know that. Okay, they didn't amen that very loud. God's never done something imperfectly. His ways are perfect. But what it's describing, when the love of God is perfected in us, that means we are experiencing it. And John teaches us how we experience the love of God, and that is when we love another human being. When we put them before ourselves, we are acting like Christ, and so we kind of get an idea of God's love for us. Kind of get an idea. Okay, we're a lot lower than He is, than our neighbors might be to us. But John is saying those two things. He is saying, if you are afraid, you need to get a better understanding of the love of God. Because, folks, if we're not, then we're going to be afraid and torment's going to come. It's going to tear us up on the inside. It's going to make us make irrational decisions. We don't think they're irrational, but everybody else is standing outside our house saying, that fellow done lost it a little bit. Okay? Some of you folks that are my age and older might remember a fellow named Howard Hughes. Okay? One of the most intelligent men to ever walk the face of this earth. Not a very particularly godly fellow. But he was an extremely intelligent guy that got afraid of what? Viruses. Billionaire, lived his life in a closet, basically. Tormented by his fear. God would not have us to live that way. God would have us to live in liberty and to enjoy Him and to enjoy His creation and to enjoy the fellowship of the saints. And John says that's the key to understanding the love of God, is that we love one another and the love of God is perfected in us. John teaches us in this letter, you know this, that the only way that you can love God is to love your fellow man. The only way that you can serve God is to serve your fellow man. And so the two go hand in hand. If you're afraid, seek out the perfection of the love of God. And John says, here's how you do it. Go love somebody else. Whew. That kind of flies in face of the shelter in place, be all by yourself and do nothing. Now, I'm not telling you to be foolish. The Bible teaches you to wash your hands. The Bible teaches you that if you're sick, don't breathe on other people. Okay? Just read the old law. It's clear. That's the reason the Israelites survived a lot of plagues in the past, because God showed them how to do it. So I'm not talking about going and doing something foolish. But what I'm talking about is if you are afraid by a pandemic or by the riots or things that are happening now, that we seclude ourselves down so much, what it's going to do is it's going to damage us. It's going to make us more afraid. Because John says the only way, the only solution, is you got to love somebody more than you love yourself. That's hard to do. I am horrible at making telephone calls. I absolutely hate it. Okay? I honestly will do a text before I'll do a telephone call, because then at least I know I'm not getting all of the information. In a phone call, we're not getting all of the information. In a face-to-face conversation through video, we're not getting all of the information. And so I don't like it that much. I like to be face-to-face with folks. But right now, I can't do that. There's a couple of brothers in our church that I cannot go into the same place that they're in. And so I make phone calls. It's an uncomfortable thing for me, because I want to be able to see and touch and hold the person that I'm talking to get the whole story. I don't want to just hear it in their voice. I want to see it in their face. I want to feel it in their hands. But I called one the other day. He said, "Brother Bryce, you know, this is kind of like Vietnam." He said, "Only if you call and talk for a couple of minutes." He said, "It's just really, really good when they'd come out with that bag at mail call there in Vietnam and they called your name." He said, "Only if it was just a postcard." He said, "So keep calling." Can I tell you this? During that conversation I had with that brother, I was not afraid of anything in the world at that time. And I had feared earlier that day. When we do what God has designed us to do, and that is when we were created in Christ Jesus anew, we were given the faith, the hope, the love, we were given the desire to share that love with other people. And when we do that, then our old nature can just fade away to the back. And we can face enemies without even realizing it's an enemy, because we're standing there being concerned with someone else more than we are our own fear. When the Bible says, "Fear thou not," and when I'm saying, "Fear thou not," I'm not saying, never be afraid again. What I'm trying to tell you this evening is, when it comes up, the Lord has offered us a solution in His Word. And that solution is, learn more about me. As a matter of fact, that's the two things that Paul asked on the Damascus Road. "Who art thou, Lord?" Learn more about the love of God. And then he said, "And what would you have me to do?" Express that love to more and more people. And not only will you get an understanding of who you are, you will have an understanding of the perfect love of God that He has for you. So that you can have courage like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were able to say to a king that was about to kill them, "We don't know if God's going to deliver us from this fire, but we know we're going to be delivered from you." What they didn't realize is God always has His option. They thought it was either death or no fire. They didn't realize they could go in the fire and meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Face the fire, looking for the Lord Jesus Christ and loving one another. When you feel the desire to shut down, and if you believe it or not, I am very much an introvert. That's the reason I spend so much time with Brother Chris. I'm hoping some of his extrovertness would rub off on me. But what I have found is that's my old man. Because when I'm alone, I get worse. I get more fearful and more torment comes. But when I put off the old man and put on the new and go love somebody, all of those things I was worried about, all those concerns that I have, the frustrations that I have, and most of all, the fear that I have, has been cast away by the perfect love of God. May the Lord bless you all with my prayer.